The UN Secretary General's latest report on the topic found that terrorist and extremist groups have been raping, enslaving, and selling women and girls to generate revenue, attract new recruits, and terrorize populations into compliance. They've also been using sexual violence as a tactic to destroy existing family and community structures, as well as to dominate, control, and transmit their ideology to a new generation. Under Secretary General Adama Dieng, who is also in charge of the Office of the Special Representative of the Secretary General on Sexual Violence and Conflict, reminded the Security Council that behind every number presented in the report was a story, a name, and a face.
For instance, Nasima, an Iraqi girl, who was so afraid of being killed by her own relatives upon returning from ISIL captivity that she attempted suicide by eating rat poison. Or Sadia, who was kidnapped by Boko Haram and became pregnant as a result of rape. When she was released, local militia from her own community said they would return to kill her Boko Haram baby as soon as it was born.
Sexual violence can turn victims into social outcasts, Mr. Dieng stressed. It can fracture families and corrode the structures that bind communities. Fear and stigma prevent the majority of survivors from ever coming forward, he said.
Simply stated, stigma kills. Men and women, girls, men and boys survive the ordeal of rape, but not its social repercussions. Often, they forego medical and legal help in order to avoid the humiliation and victim blame that add insult to injury. Shame and stigma are integral to the logic of rape employed as a tactic of war, torture, or terrorism.
Meanwhile, Amina Mohammed, the UN Deputy Secretary General, said there's a need to redirect the stigma of sexual violence from the victim to the perpetrator. However, she noted, we're beginning to see some accountability at the international and national levels. A robust legislative framework now exists, including a series of precise Security Council resolutions that have given new tools to drive progress.
We see greater national ownership, leadership, and responsibility. More governments are formally committing to take action. Regional organizations are working in concert with the United Nations to add to this effort. This is all much-needed good news. However, the truth is that we must confront what is the deep roots of conflict-related sexual violence that lie in fundamental inequality and discrimination against women in all contexts. Too many women live with the specter of violence in their daily lives, in their household and families. Armed conflict only serves to exacerbate these prevailing conditions.
All our words and laws and resolutions will mean absolutely nothing, Ms. Mohammed said, if violations go unpunished. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.